What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 107, and you are inside my zone. It's the Shaletta Show. I am Shaletta Brundage, the host of this show here on the Good Neighbor Station, News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. And I have to tell you this, Juneteenth is coming up. And last year, Governor Walz signed Juneteenth as a state holiday. It's a law. Stuff is going to be closed. And how are you going to celebrate that historic day? Now, for those of you wondering, what is Juneteenth? I don't understand what's going on here. So let me tell you, they had the Emancipation Proclamation that freed the slaves. And the slaves were free, except the ones down south. There was no Google to find out if you were free. There was no text message where they did a broadcast, like they do for the Amber Alerts, to say, hey, y'all free, come on off the plantation. It was nothing like that. The mail was not as efficient as it is now. You think it's bad now? Mm-hmm. Try to get that message that you've been free. Mm-hmm. That one was coming late. And so it was a full 2 years before the slaves down in Texas got the message that they were free. After everybody else had got free. And so their celebration became known as Juneteenth. It's June 19th. And so it has become now a national celebration for the African-American community and all communities to remember the day that the final slaves were free. And so, this country has tried to come to terms with slavery. Nobody still apologized for it. And as we commemorate and celebrate, how far African-Americans have come in this country, there are things that are done throughout the region in our state to commemorate Juneteenth. There are parades. There are things that happen at libraries so that people can get educated. There are so many amazing events, and people try to commemorate it. And I just remember it was either last year, a couple of years ago, that someone at Target, and one of the stores in the break room, put some hot sauce on the table, some watermelon, and just some real offensive stuff on the table, and said it was the Juneteenth display in the break room at the Target. And somebody took a picture, they put it online, and they said, you know what, this is not hot. And I said, I'm going to just assume that this person was not trying to be offensive. I'm just going to assume that this person did not know what they was supposed to do to commemorate Juneteenth. And so I said, I'm going to educate the folks who listen to this show, right? I'm going to get Jessica Winnie to come on here. Because Jessica has an amazing business. It's called Black Box. where she curates gifts that are culturally appropriate. And when I said, okay, I need you to come on the show, I had no idea that she had a Juneteenth collection with Houston White and Thomasina's Brittle and all some of my favorite things in this box as a way to celebrate the legacy of Black people, not just in this country, but in the Twin Cities. And so I figured I better ask Miss Jessica to come on the show. And she is joining us now, courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Miss Jessica, thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
Thank you for having me in the zone with you.
Now, you got to tell me, because this package that you've curated for Juneteenth is amazing. You've got Thomasina's Brittle, Houston White's Coffee. How did you get this idea?
We actually started Minnesota Black Box in 2020, featuring seven local businesses, and it has grown. We represent and serve as a platform for over 250 brands. Majority of them are from Minnesota. And we want to invite people to engage with new products to help sustain and grow these local Minnesota businesses. And so we curated a box, and every box is unique. Our Juneteenth Jubilee box features some chocolate, Thomasina's Cashew Brittle as well, candles from Roseland's Candles over on Grand Avenue. There is some honey in there from Akon Honey out of Ohio. And so, yeah, we are celebrating not just one day, but every day, right?
Yeah, and that is so important. And, you know, I remember when I found out about your business a couple of years ago, I thought it was such a brilliant business model that you take all of these products, a lot of them local, a lot of them owned by people of color, and create these gift boxes. And talk to me about, you know, how people have received them, because I know when I, you know, get something for my dad, he likes to get Minnesota stuff and brag about it to his friends down in Texas about, you know, what he got from his daughter in Minnesota. Anytime I buy these boxes for people, they absolutely love them.
Thank you. It is a blessing to be able to showcase these brands nationally. I definitely agree with you. We also have been able to work with a lot of corporations here locally. And so if anyone is looking for gifts to share with their team, their coworkers, family members, we are here for it. Our website's www.minnesotablackbox.com. And then we also need to note, you know, slavery did not end on Juneteenth. It ended with the 13th Amendment. And so we still celebrate. But that part of history, we also all need to know. We also are going to be at the state capitol on June 22nd from 12 to 4. So that's an opportunity for everybody to come out, family celebration, celebrate Juneteenth, and see and visit with the people who are part of Minnesota Black Box, the faces that put all their hard work in, put their hand labor in to create some wonderful products in our community. So we're looking forward to that as well. I did want to thank you. We created a Love of Literacy box. I'm a teacher as well at Gatewood Elementary in Hopkins, and you were in our first box, and I will never forget that because how you showed up for us.
And yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I love the literacy box, and I was like, I'm going to give you a case of books. You just give them out. Don't you worry about giving me no money. You just get those books away. And you know, you have so many different types of boxes. Can you tell us about some of the things that you have? Because we do have a lot of teachers here, and they're always who listen, and they're always looking for diverse books. They're always looking for Black authors. You know, we've got Father's Day coming up, and you know, Dad has everything, girl. I mean, you know, every tool you can think about, which is why my father enjoys these boxes so much, because there's always something fun and new and different that he can enjoy. So talk to me about some of the other boxes that you've curated that people really enjoy.
Surely. I would first go to probably our Love of Light. We do a candle box. So it's a great box because you can keep candles for yourself. You can also gift them out. Usually we feature about 5 to 7 products. in the box. We also feature services. So if someone is looking for an event planner, an esthetician, a massage therapist, we have a collective of those business owners, and we enjoy doing the work. We have built a network within Minnesota, inspired others to continue doing the same work and being intentional on how not only that we spend our money, but how do we show up in our community, shop locally, and help grow each other.
And one of the things that I really appreciate is how you are helping to grow these brands. When people buy them, it may be the first time that they've ever heard about them, the first time they've ever tried it, the first time they've ever seen it. Talk to me about the importance of supporting Black businesses.
I think it's important because small businesses in general have sustained the economy in America for a very long time. And I feel like Fortune 500 companies, if we didn't spend another dollar with those, they would be okay. But how do we, for example, Kobe Co. downtown Minneapolis has a brick and mortar now. She was in our first box. How do we grow that business? You mentioned Houston White. We utilize his coffee. The first pop-up that we ever did in St. Louis Park was because of Houston. And, you know, he also has incense, and he also has a whole hair line now, clothing line. And so it's been a beauty for me to see where we started, and but also not only ourselves, but see the growth in the Minnesota community of how these businesses are flourishing. It is also, you know, you mentioned Thomasina's Brittle. I'll go back to that. You know, that is becoming a household staple in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
When we show up at different markets and we have that in the box, people not only recognize the brands or the labeling, right, but they enjoy the product. They have heard about it. They tried it. And so we want to continue to be a platform for others. We want to continue to provide safe spaces for Black business owners. And we love the work we do. We truly do. It has grown. It grew its own wings, right?
Mm.
And it is soaring, and not even in a financial sense, but when we see each other out in spaces, right? We have a hashtag Minnesota Black Box Family because we are.
Yes.
And how we show up for each other is priceless.
Yes.
There's not a dollar amount that you can put to it. And I'm while I have this time, shout you out because we see you working, right?
Oh.
And you're not even from here. And so how you utilize your platform on behalf of others is an inspiration to us. It's inspiration to me. And so I thank you for being that example.
Oh, and Josh found some claps to go with it. Come on through, Josh. Thank you so much, Miss Jessica. And I just appreciate you so much for being here. Don't forget, guys, mnblackbox.com is where you can go to celebrate Juneteenth, to buy a gift for your dad, to do something special for your coworkers. Something that's different and unique and that they will enjoy and remember, and supporting locally owned businesses. We'll be right back. It is 1:23. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. And you're checking out The Shaletta Show. I'm Shaletta Brundage, the host of the show. And I have to say thank you so much for everyone who checked in with me on my relatives in Houston. You've been hearing at the top of the hour in CBS News, flooding, rains, heavy winds. 7 people have died in Houston because of the weather. And I was down there. Y'all remember last week I said, you know what? I'm going to Houston. I'm going to surprise my mom. I'm getting away from my kids for Mother's Day, and I ain't coming back. I'm hashtag no kids for Mother's Day, right? And so I woke up and got in the car and dropped it off at the MSP and went in, got on that Delta flight, and I went to Houston. And I was at a restaurant with my favorite cousin, and the TV was on, and ABC 13 was broadcasting the news, and David Tillman was doing the weather. And he talked about 2 to 8 inches of flooding and torrential rains. And he talked about power outages because of heavy winds. And I thought, surely I did not just get off this plane and have to get right back on the plane. And I'm from Houston, Texas. For those of you who are just tuning in and finding out about me for the first time. So when they tell me 2 to 8 inches of flooding, I know that if I don't move quickly, I'll get stuck. So I never spent more than 15, 20 minutes with my mama. I was like, you know what? I don't know when this weather's coming. I don't want to take any chances. I'm going to get out of here first thing smoking. So I literally got on a flight and went to Houston. That got there that night at 6 p.m. I was on a flight getting out of there at 6:47 a.m. I didn't even bother opening my suitcase to brush my teeth. I was like, for what? I'm just going to put a mask on. The only person who's going to smell my stinky breath is me. I'm just going to get back on this plane and get out of town before things get bad. It was several years ago during Hurricane Harvey. I had flown down because my grandmother had passed away and her funeral was scheduled on the day that Hurricane Harvey was supposed to come to shore. But this is the thing. You don't really know how it's going to play out because those hurricanes can take a turn. You know, they can like move and shift and, you know, you think it's coming for you. And then it goes to Corpus Christi or Port Arthur. And now all of a sudden you're spared and you don't even get any rain. So people down south, they don't, you know, when people say, well, why didn't they leave? The hurricane was predicted. If we left every time a hurricane was coming, we'd never be home during hurricane season because they're always predicting a hurricane is coming. Right. And so I just kept seeing the forecast during Hurricane Harvey. And I was like, you know what? Just something about this one is different. And, you know, I went to the store and got, you know, groceries for my mom and dad to make sure that they were all stocked up. And then I was like, you know what? I got to get on a plane. I got to go back home to Minnesota because it was like the end of August, beginning of September. School's getting ready to start. The fair's going on. I knew I had to be at work. I knew I had to get my kids settled for school. We had not gotten their supplies yet. I was like, no. Mm-mm. We about to miss out. And they were like, well, you were supposed to do the eulogy. I said, I'm going to have to record it like a podcast because I ain't going to be here. I'm getting my butt on the plane and I'm getting out of here. And so I waited until the last possible minute before that storm was supposed to come to shore. So it was like 9 p.m. that night. I got on that flight. And I remember the pilot saying to me and to all of us who were on that plane, congratulations. You are on the last flight out. I've just been informed that they're shutting the airport down. So there are no flights in and out until whenever. We have no idea. And people were on that plane high-fiving and woo-hooing like we had won the Showcase Showdown on The Price is Right. It was like a big giant party. I promise. If I'm remembering correctly, everybody got a free drink. Because they were just so happy that we got out of there. And y'all know what happened next. Houston was slammed. Dozens of people died. And the city was shut down for weeks. And my grandmother's funeral did not happen for another 3 to 4 weeks because the ground was so saturated that they couldn't do any funerals or burials. And what's going on now in Houston reminds me of that time. You know, there's still 500,000 people without power. Just this morning or last night, a 31-year-old mom saw a tree coming down. So she jumped in her car to try to move it out of the way so that the tree wouldn't get it. And the tree fell on her while she was in the car and she died. And so, the flooding was bad. The area that was hit was massive. And they're talking about billions of dollars in damages. If you haven't seen any of the video, you should check it out. Check out some of the images in the video. But I'm so grateful for all of you who checked in on me because, you know, my mother and father are there, all my sisters and brothers, my nieces and nephews and cousins and aunts and uncles, everybody that I know and love who is related to me is in Houston. And so everybody is doing well. Thankfully, we don't have anybody who was injured or died. I know you all remember when five of my relatives were killed during Hurricane Laura. My father's sister, his brother, two of my first cousins, and an uncle-in-law all died from carbon monoxide poisoning. So whenever you all see or hear any hurricanes going on down south, you think of that time when we lost five family members at one time during a hurricane, and you think of me, and you call, and you text, and you send notes, and you check on my relatives. And so I'm just so grateful to you for always keeping me in your hearts and in your prayers. We'll be right back. I love when great people get good awards, you know, because a lot of times people who do the work, they go unnoticed. And so to see Ellie Wilson and the people at the Autism Society of Minnesota be recognized for Twin Cities Business Magazine for the work they do to help kids and adults with autism like mine. Oh, honey, I was just tickled pink. And so I had to invite her on the show to say again, congratulations, girlfriend. Job well done. Award well deserved.
Hey, likewise to you. We were in such good company, the two of us, weren't we?
Girl, we had us a time on Tuesday. Girl, look, my babies came and ate up all the meatballs. I'm sorry if you didn't get one. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. But, baby, we did those meatballs wrong. Do you hear me? Girl, I should have brought some Tupperware. I should have brought some Tupperware.
You know, next time, there are many awards for you in the future, Shaletta, and hopefully for us as well. But I loved seeing your kids there. That was such a special part for me.
Girl, and I know you almost cried when you saw how good they were doing. That's what's so amazing.
So good.
When you think of where we were when we came in your office, scared and crying and looking for services, to where they are now. They used to not be able to talk, give eye contact, hiding up under me, not engaging people. They were just all over the place Tuesday night at the Metropolitan Ballroom and talking to people and clapping and standing up when I call their name. Girl, I know there is a God just looking at these kids.
Well, you know, it's so sweet when a mom is so proud of her kids and her kids are so proud of her. You know, like, it was such a beautiful thing to see. It was so fun.
Okay, y'all got some stuff going on. Y'all not just resting on that award. Y'all back out in the community doing stuff. I was like, okay, you just got an award. You're supposed to put it up. You're supposed to hang out and not do nothing for a little bit. Y'all just, like, did not take a break.
No, our season, we're mid-exciting season at the Autism Society of Minnesota, and we've got an event to invite your community to tomorrow, Shaletta, tomorrow.
Yes, and this is an annual event. I want everybody who has someone that they love and know on the spectrum. It does not have to be your child. It could be your student. It could be someone that you provide therapy for. It could be someone in your church. It could be a niece or nephew or grandson or granddaughter. This event is for you. So, girl, tell us all about it.
Okay, so we're in a new spot this year. If you've been coming with us before, make sure you pay attention to this part, because we're going to be at the Rock Community Center in St. Louis Park. That's exactly a few blocks away from just the Target in St. Louis Park. It starts at 9 a.m. and goes until noon, and most importantly, it is completely free. We want everybody to join us at no cost. It's a family-friendly event, Shaletta, so we expect some people to come with their kids, as many kids as you'd like. There's going to be all kinds of community partners there, people who we at the Autism Society of Minnesota work with often and love, people who provide great home and community-based services or great inclusive opportunities around the Twin Cities. So those folks are going to be there playing games, providing activities, and making sure that people know about the services that are available to them throughout the summer and beyond. And then we're also having fun stuff. There's going to be a stage show, a bouncy house. There's going to be some face painting. There's food trucks that are going to join us this year. So we really hope that people come out. It's long before the rain. It'll be a nice overcast day, and much of the program is sheltered anyway in an open-air shelter. So it's going to be a great time. We're looking forward to it.
That is Steps for Autism on tomorrow. The new location is The Rock, R-O-C, in St. Louis Park. So if you're trying to Google it, don't put the K on there, because you're not going to find it. And it happens from 9 a.m. until noon. And, you know, you guys have just really taken it up a notch this year with these food trucks and all this other fun stuff while also still providing information. Talk to me about the planning because, girl, y'all just doing it this year.
I know. You know, we figured it was an opportunity with a new venue to really step up what we could provide. We want this event to stay with the community for many years to come. And we just thought, like, hey, let's go for it. This event does serve as a fundraiser to the Autism Society of Minnesota. So you will see that some people there either choose to make a donation of any size, or we're going to see some people coming out as teams for their loved ones on the spectrum. But again, we invite anybody to come, no price to actually participate in the activities. But you know, Shaletta, there's one more thing I want people to know, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
We are providing this fun, exciting environment for families to come so everything feels like a good time on a Sunday morning. But we know our community, and we also want you to know that we have all kinds of tools to support folks that might need to take a break or have a quiet space to be. We have things like social narratives and photos of the event center on our website so that if people need to look ahead of time, they can do that. So while it's going to be a party, know that we're still looking out for our number ones, our autistic community members. This party is for them.
And you do that so well. Because 1 in 34 Minnesotans has autism. It's the fastest growing developmental disability in the state. And talk to me about how the funds raised at Steps for Autism Tomorrow are going to impact the 1 in 34 folks who are on the spectrum.
Well, thanks for asking, Shaletta. We at the Autism Society of Minnesota, we're a statewide organization, which means we serve the whole state, and we also serve the whole lifespan and the whole spectrum of disability and levels of support needs. So our community is broad, it is diverse, it is complex, and it is beautiful. And we have all kinds of services that we provide at the Autism Society of Minnesota that are not funded, by necessarily grants or the government or foundations. We need donations from the community in order to not only keep those programs running, but also extend them to those so many community members that you mentioned. This is a big group, and we got to serve them all.
Yes, we do. Okay, I've gotten a couple of texts from folks wanting to know where they can get more information. I know it's on your website. Go ahead and give it to them.
You got it. So our website is www.ausm.org. So it reads like www.awesome.org. You know I love that nickname, Shaletta.
I know you do, girl. I know you do. Okay, so you have to tell me because you love it so much. Did you come up with it? Because whenever I'm telling people, I'm like, yeah, Ellie came up with that. And so I need to know if I'm lying. I lying to people?
Maybe just this once. Don't stop lying, Shaletta. I love that, but I really shouldn't. You know, way back in the day, back in the 70s, we were originally the Autism Society of the Twin Cities.
Uh-huh.
But when I think we adopted the whole state and we began really trying to extend our services east, west, north, and south, that's when we became the Autism Society of Minnesota. And it's the best acronym in the world, the best marketing I never paid for. That's
yes, awesome. I have always loved it. Now, there are some parents out there who are listening to this show because they know I've got 3 kids with autism and my children are doing so much better, whether they have bought the books or they listen to the podcast or they've seen me at a workshop or out in community. When we come back, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to ask you to stick around with me for just a few minutes, but I don't want you to leave here without being able to tell these people about some of the resources and services that you can provide, because I want them to have the same help for their loved ones that I had for mine. We'll be back. It is 1:49. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. And we're continuing our conversation with Ellie Wilson from the Autism Society of Minnesota. She's joining me courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Ellie, I just looked at my kids this morning. We were at Doors Open Minneapolis, the kickoff to the event this morning at a rooftop patio in downtown Minneapolis. And my kids were standing there listening to the mayor talk. And then they played cornhole. And then they had snacks. And then they were talking to people and telling them their names. And then they went to play with the mayor's kid. And I just, you know, and they were telling me they were hot and the snacks didn't taste right because they put some salt on it. And, you know, and I thought, my God, how far we've come since the day we first moved to Minneapolis. When they couldn't look at me, they couldn't talk to me, they couldn't understand what I was saying. They were all in Pampers. All their food had to be pureed, and I had to feed it to them. They would play with their toys and not even realize if you had taken the toy from them. They would line up stuff and leave it there, and if you touched it, they'd fall out. And now I'm able to turn my back and have a conversation with somebody, and Daniel not try to bolt out the door or climb over the balcony. Something I did this morning was the answer to a prayer. And I just have to say thank you and everybody at the Autism Society of Minnesota, because when I came to you, I had three severely autistic children. I was broken. I didn't know where the resources were. I didn't know where the information was. I didn't know who to reach out to. And you all were there. So I didn't want to let you leave, girl, without you telling folks about some of the programs and services that you have available so they can get that help for their children or their grandchildren like I got help for mine.
That is so kind, Shaletta, and I hope and know that when you came to the Autism Society, just like all the other people we hope come and find us, you are received with love and understanding and acceptance, and we love to get people the resources they need so that they can grow and have access to, you know, the experiences and the community that they deserve. That's what it's all about. So we do that in a couple of different ways. Let's talk first about the things we do directly for autistic people and their families. Awesome is the home to a small team of mental health therapists. We do not provide intervention services for autism, but we do care very much about the intersection between autism and mental health. We got to take care of our mental health just like autistic people do. We have programs for information and referrals. Let's say you're looking for a certain type of service, or rather, you have a question or a challenge or a problem that you're not sure how to address, you can call us and we'll tell you not just what we think, but what other autistic members of the community think, so that you can hear about what kind of good experiences people have with all kinds of different community providers. We provide camps and community programs that are just about social exposure, being out in the community, being able to be fully supported while you try new things and broaden your horizons. We have conferences and workshops and support groups on all different kinds of topics for all different members of this community. You can trust that this is an organization that's going to take good care of you. But, you know, our other job, Shaletta, what might be the biggest job of all, is to be out here trying to make Minnesota the best place for autistic and disabled people to live. And that means working really hard to come to great understanding and collaboration with legislators so that we can change policies that help make things more fair and accessible. And, you know, we need people's stories to do that. We need more people to come and, if nothing else, just share with us the things that have been successful or challenging for them, because we turn right around and march up to the Capitol and make sure that people know the stories of our community. We also are out here training, Shaletta. I will train anybody that will listen to us. If you are a business, we can train you to help be more inclusive of your employees, or how to understand people who might be parents of autistic children like Shaletta is. If you are an emergency responder or a doctor or a nurse and you might recognize autism, but you don't necessarily know the strategies to make them feel calm and safe, that's something we can help you with. If you're a teacher, we can talk to you and your colleagues about how to be on the cutting edge of inclusion in the classroom and how to make sure we're valuing our students and giving them lots of great opportunities to be included in the school community. So, Shaletta, if you think it has to do with autism, we do it.
Yeah. And I just need to let you know that I keep running into people. I don't know if it's just folks are attracted to me or what's happening, but girl, I could be at Walmart. I could be walking down the streets of downtown Minneapolis. I could be in Cottage Grove, and a parent will come up to me and say, you know what? I'm so happy that I moved here. I read your book. I saw your story. We followed you on social media. Somebody told me about some of the programs that they have in Minnesota, and we didn't have it in Texas or Louisiana or New Mexico or Arizona. And I talk to the governor all the time, and I want to tell you, too, I don't think you talk enough about the people who are moving to Minnesota with autistic children. Because of the work that you have done in the legislature, the work that you have done in community, the work that you have done with businesses, so that people are more inclusive of our children. You know, we just had an autism job fair on Wednesday afternoon over at Transitions Plus. Sean put it together, and you should have seen the companies, girl. We were beating them away because we didn't have enough room. And they wanted to come and hire these people with autism, adults and teens. And that is because of the work that you have done to erase the stigma. And I just have to say thank you for doing that.
Oh, Shaletta, you, everyone should know, and I think your listeners already do, but I'm going to tell them just in case. You are an incredible leader in our community. You're a leader as a mother and as a communications expert and a Black business owner, but you are also a leader in the autism advocacy space. That is a reflection of who we are at the Autism Society as well. There are autism societies around the United States. Our great colleagues who come from all over the country, they look up to us, and it's not something that we're competitive about, but we feel very proud that we often are really trying to innovate and to make Minnesota truly stand out as the leader that we want our community to be. And we think that inclusion that's for people with disabilities is a big part of the step towards being inclusive of everyone. So we know that we have a lot of allies out there. I just am grateful that you're helping them find us.
Yes, and you can find them tomorrow at The Rock in St. Louis Park. It's Steps for Autism. It kicks off at 9 a.m. We'll be kicking off another hour of The Shaletta Show, so don't go anywhere.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 107, and you are inside my zone. It's the Shaletta Show. I am Shaletta Brundage, the host of this show here on the Good Neighbor Station, News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. And I have to tell you this. Juneteenth is coming up. And last year, Governor Walz signed Juneteenth as a state holiday. It's a law. Stuff is going to be closed. And how are you going to celebrate that historic day? Now, for those of you wondering, what is Juneteenth? I don't understand what's going on here. So let me tell you, you know, they had the Emancipation Proclamation that freed the slaves. And the slaves were free, except the ones down south. You know, there was no Google to find out if you were free. There was no, you know, text message where they did a broadcast, you know, like they do for the Amber Alerts to say, hey, y'all free. Come on off the plantation. It was nothing like that. You know, the mail was not as efficient as it is now. You think it's bad now? Mm-hmm. Try to get that message that you've been free.
Mm-hmm.
That one was coming late. And so it was a full like 2 years before the slaves down in Texas got the message that they were free. After everybody else had got free. And so their celebration became known as Juneteenth. It's June 19th. And so it has become now a national celebration for African-American community and all communities to remember the day that the final slaves were free. And so, you know, this country has tried to come to terms with slavery. Nobody still apologized for it. And as we commemorate and celebrate, you know, how far African-Americans have come in this country, you know, there are things that are done throughout the region in our state to commemorate Juneteenth. There are parades. There are things that happen at libraries so that people can get educated. There are so many amazing events. And, you know, people try to commemorate it. And I just remember it was either last year, a couple of years ago, that someone at Target and one of the stores in the break room put some hot sauce on the table, some watermelon, and just some real offensive stuff on the table. And said it was the Juneteenth display in the break room at the Target. And somebody took a picture, they put it online, and they said, you know what, this is not hot. And I said, you know, I'm going to just assume that this person was not trying to be offensive. I'm just going to assume that this person did not know what they was supposed to do to commemorate Juneteenth. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to educate the folks who listen to this show, right? I'm going to get Jessica Winnie to come on here because Jessica has an amazing business. It's called Black Box, where she curates gifts that are culturally appropriate. And when I said, okay, I need you to come on the show, I had no idea that she had a Juneteenth collection with Houston White and Thomasina's Brittle and all some of my favorite things in this box as a way to celebrate the legacy of Black people, not just in this country, but in the Twin Cities. And so I figured I better ask Miss Jessica to come on the show. And she is joining us now, courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Miss Jessica, thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
Thank you for having me in the zone with you.
Now, you got to tell me, because this package that you've curated for Juneteenth is amazing. You've got Thomasina's Brittle, Houston White's Coffee. How did you get this idea?
We actually started Minnesota Black Box in 2020, featuring seven local businesses, and it has grown. We represent and serve as a platform for over 250 brands. Majority of them are from Minnesota. And we want to invite people to engage with new products to help sustain and grow these local Minnesota businesses. And so we curated a box, and every box is unique. Our Juneteenth Jubilee box features some chocolate, Thomasina's Cashew Brittle as well, candles from Roseland's Candles over on Grand Avenue. There is some honey in there from Akon Honey out of Ohio. And so, yeah, we are celebrating not just one day, but every day, right?
Yeah, and that is so important. And, you know, I remember when I found out about your business a couple of years ago, I thought it was such a brilliant business model that you take all of these products, a lot of them local, a lot of them owned by people of color, and create these gift boxes. And talk to me about, you know, how people have received them, because I know when I, you know, get something for my dad, he likes to get Minnesota stuff and brag about it to his friends down in Texas about, you know, what he got from his daughter in Minnesota. Anytime I buy these boxes for people, they absolutely love them.
Thank you. It is a blessing to be able to showcase these brands nationally. I definitely agree with you. We also have been able to work with a lot of corporations here locally. And so if anyone is looking for gifts to share with their team, their coworkers, family members, we are here for it. Our website's www.minnesotablackbox.com. And then we also need to note, you know, slavery did not end on Juneteenth. It ended with the 13th Amendment. And so we still celebrate. But that part of history, we also all need to know. We also are going to be at the state capitol on June 22nd from 12 to 4. So that's an opportunity for everybody to come out, family celebration, celebrate Juneteenth, and see and visit with the people who are part of Minnesota Black Box. The faces that put all their hard work in, put their hand labor in to create some wonderful products. In our community. So we're looking forward to that as well. I did want to thank you. We created a Love of Literacy box. I'm a teacher as well at Gatewood Elementary in Hopkins, and you were in our first box, and I will never forget that because how you showed up for us.
Yes, ma'am. I love the literacy box. And I was like, I'm going to give you a case of books. You just give them out. Don't you worry about giving me no money. You just get those books away. And you know, you have so many different types of boxes. Can you tell us about some of the things that you have? Because we do have a lot of teachers here. And they're always who listen, and they're always looking for diverse books. They're always looking for Black authors. You know, we've got Father's Day coming up. And you know, Dad has everything, girl. I mean, you know, every tool you can think about, which is why my father enjoys these boxes so much, because there's always something fun and new and different that he can enjoy. So talk to me about some of the other boxes that you've curated that people really enjoy.
Surely. I would first go to probably our Love of Light. We do a candle box. So it's a great box because you can keep candles for yourself. You can also gift them out. Usually we feature about 5 to 7 products in the box. We also feature services. So if someone is looking for an event planner, an esthetician, a massage therapist, we have a collective of those business owners, and we enjoy doing the work. We have built a network within Minnesota, inspired others to continue doing the same work and being intentional on how not only that we spend our money, but how do we show up in our community, shop locally, and help grow each other.
And one of the things that I really appreciate is how you are helping to grow these brands. When people buy them, it may be the first time that they've ever heard about them, the first time they've ever tried it, the first time they've ever seen it. Talk to me about the importance of supporting Black businesses.
I think it's important because small businesses in general have sustained the economy in America for a very long time. And I feel like Fortune 500 companies, if we didn't spend another dollar with those, they would be okay. But how do we, for example, Kobe Co. downtown Minneapolis has a brick and mortar now. She was in our first box. How do we grow that business? You mentioned Houston White. We utilize his coffee. The first pop-up that we ever did in St. Louis Park was because of Houston. And, you know, he also has incense, and he also has a whole hair line now, clothing line. And so it's been a beauty for me to see where we started, and but also not only our sales, but see the growth in the Minnesota community of how these businesses are flourishing. It is also, you know, you mentioned Thomasina's Brittle. I'll go back to that. You know, that is becoming a household staple in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
When we show up at different markets and we have that in the box, people not only recognize the brand or the labeling, right, but they enjoy the product. They have heard about it. They tried it. And so we want to continue to be a platform for others. We want to continue to provide safe spaces for Black business owners. And we love the work we do. We truly do. It has grown. It grew its own wings, right?
Mm.
And it is soaring, and not even in a financial sense, but when we see each other out in spaces, right? We have a hashtag Minnesota Black Box Family because we are. Yes. And how we show up for each other is priceless.
Yes.
There's not a dollar amount that you can put to it. And I'm while I have this time, shout you out because we see you working, right? Oh. And you're not even from here. And so how you utilize your platform on behalf of others is an inspiration to us. It's inspiration to me. And so I thank you for being that example.
Oh, and Josh found some claps to go with it. Come on through, Josh. Thank you so much, Miss Jessica. And I just appreciate you so much for being here. Don't forget, guys, mnblackbox.com is where you can go to celebrate Juneteenth, to buy a gift for your dad, to do something special for your coworkers, something that's different and unique, and that they will enjoy and remember, and supporting locally owned businesses. We'll be right back. It is 1:23. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. And you're checking out The Shaletta Show. I'm Shaletta Brundage, the host of the show. And I have to say thank you so much for everyone who checked in with me on my relatives in Houston. You've been hearing at the top of the hour in CBS News, flooding, rains, heavy winds. 7 people have died in Houston because of the weather. And I was down there. Y'all remember last week I said, you know what? I'm going to Houston. I'm going to surprise my mom. I'm getting away from my kids for Mother's Day, and I ain't coming back. I'm hashtag no kids for Mother's Day, right? And so I woke up and got in the car and dropped it off at the MSP and went in, got on that Delta flight, and I went to Houston. And I was at a restaurant with my favorite cousin, and the TV was on, and ABC 13 was broadcasting the news, and David Tillman was doing the weather. And he talked about 2 to 8 inches of flooding and torrential rains. And he talked about power outages because of heavy winds. And I thought, surely I did not just get off this plane and have to get right back on the plane. And I'm from Houston, Texas. For those of you who are just tuning in and finding out about me for the first time. So when they tell me 2 to 8 inches of flooding, I know that if I don't move quickly, I'll get stuck. So I never spent more than 15, 20 minutes with my mama. I was like, you know what? I don't know when this weather's coming. I don't want to take any chances. I'm going to get out of here first thing smoking. So I literally got on a flight and went to Houston. That got there that night at 6 p.m. I was on a flight getting out of there at 6:47 a.m. I didn't even bother opening my suitcase to brush my teeth. I was like, for what? I'm just going to put a mask on. The only person who's going to smell my stinky breath is me. I'm just going to get back on this plane and get out of town before things get bad. It was several years ago during Hurricane Harvey. I had flown down because my grandmother had passed away, and her funeral was scheduled on the day that Hurricane Harvey was supposed to come to shore. But this is the thing. You don't really know how it's going to play out because those hurricanes can take a turn. You know, they can like move and shift, and, you know, you think it's coming for you, and then it goes to Corpus Christi or Port Arthur, and now all of a sudden you're spared and you don't even get any rain. So people down south, they don't, you know, when people say, well, why didn't they leave? The hurricane was predicted. If we left every time a hurricane was coming, we'd never be home during hurricane season because they're always predicting a hurricane is coming, right? And so I just kept seeing the forecast during Hurricane Harvey, and I was like, you know what? Just something about this one is different. And, you know, I went to the store and got, you know, groceries for my mom and dad to make sure that they were all stocked up. And then I was like, you know what? I got to get on a plane. I got to go back home to Minnesota because it was like the end of August, beginning of September. School's getting ready to start. The fair's going on. I knew I had to be at work. I knew I had to get my kids settled for school. We had not gotten their supplies yet. I was like, no. Mm-mm. We about to miss out. And they were like, well, you were supposed to do the eulogy. I said, I'm going to have to record it like a podcast because I ain't going to be here. I'm getting my butt on the plane and I'm getting out of here. And so I waited until the last possible minute before that storm was supposed to come to shore. So it was like 9 p.m. that night. I got on that flight. And I remember the pilot saying to me and to all of us who were on that plane, congratulations. You are on the last flight out. I've just been informed that they're shutting the airport down. So there are no flights in and out until whenever. We have no idea. And people were on that plane high-fiving and woo-hooing like we had won the showcase showdown on The Price is Right. It was like a big giant party. I promise, if I'm remembering correctly, everybody got a free drink because they were just so happy that we got out of there. And y'all know what happened next. Houston was slammed. Dozens of people died and the city was shut down for weeks. And my grandmother's funeral did not happen for another 3 to 4 weeks because the ground was so saturated that they couldn't do any funerals or burials. And what's going on now in Houston reminds me of that time. You know, there's still 500,000 people without power. Just this morning or last night, a 31-year-old mom saw a tree coming down. So she jumped in her car to try to move it out of the way so that the tree wouldn't get it. And the tree fell on her while she was in the car and she died. And so, you know, the flooding was bad. The area that was hit was massive. And they're talking about billions of dollars in damages. If you haven't seen any of the video, you should check it out. Check out some of the images and the video. But I'm so grateful for all of you who checked in on me because, you know, my mother and father are there, all my sisters and brothers, my nieces and nephews and cousins and aunts and uncles, everybody that I know and love who is related to me is in Houston. And so everybody is doing well. Thankfully, we don't have anybody who was injured or died. I know you all remember when 5 of my relatives were killed during Hurricane Laura. My father's sister, his brother, 2 of my first cousins, and an uncle-in-law all died from carbon monoxide poisoning. So whenever you all see or hear any hurricanes going on down south, you think of that time when we lost 5 family members at one time during a hurricane, and you think of me and you call and you text and you send notes and you check on my relatives. And so I'm just so grateful to you for always keeping me in your hearts and in your prayers. We'll be right back. I love when great people get good awards, you know, because a lot of times people who do the work, they go unnoticed. And so to see Ellie Wilson and the people at the Autism Society of Minnesota be recognized for Twin Cities Business Magazine for the work they do to help kids and adults with autism like mine. Oh, honey, I was just tickled pink. And so I had to invite her on the show to say again, congratulations, girlfriend. Job well done. Award well deserved.
Hey, likewise to you. We were in such good company, the two of us, weren't we?
Girl, we had us a time on Tuesday. Girl, look, my babies came and ate up all the meatballs. I'm sorry if you didn't get one. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. But, baby, we did those meatballs wrong. Do you hear me? Girl, I should have brought some Tupperware.
You know, next time, there are many awards for you in the future, Shaletta, and hopefully for us as well. But I loved seeing your kids there. That was such a special part for me.
Girl, and I know you almost cried when you saw how good they were doing. That's what's so amazing.
So good.
When you think of where we were when we came in your office, scared and crying and looking for services, to where they are now. They used to not be able to talk, give eye contact, hiding up under me, not engaging people. They were just all over the place Tuesday night at the Metropolitan Ballroom and talking to people and clapping and standing up when I call their name. Girl, I know there is a God just looking at these kids.
Well, you know, it's so sweet when a mom is so proud of her kids and her kids are so proud of her. You know, like, it was such a beautiful thing to see. It was so fun.
Okay, y'all got some stuff going on. Y'all not just resting on that award. Y'all back out in the community doing stuff. I was like, okay, you just got an award. You're supposed to put it up. You're supposed to hang out and not do nothing for a little bit. Y'all just, like, did not take a break.
No, our season, we're mid-exciting season at the Autism Society of Minnesota, and we've got an event to invite your community to tomorrow, Shaletta, tomorrow.
Yes, and this is an annual event. I want everybody who has someone that they love and know on the spectrum. It does not have to be your child. It could be your student. It could be someone that you provide therapy for. It could be someone in your church. It could be a niece or nephew or grandson or granddaughter. This event is for you. So, girl, tell us all about it.
Okay, so we're in a new spot this year. If you've been coming with us before, make sure you pay attention to this part because we're going to be at the Rock Community Center in St. Louis Park. That's exactly a few blocks away from just the Target in St. Louis Park. It starts at 9 a.m. and goes until noon, and most importantly, it is completely free. We want everybody to join us at no cost. It's a family-friendly event, Shaletta, so we expect some people to come with their kids, as many kids as you'd like. There's going to be all kinds of community partners there, people who we at the Autism Society of Minnesota work with often and love, people who provide great home and community-based services or great inclusive opportunities around the Twin Cities. So those folks are going to be there playing games, providing activities, and making sure that people know about the services that are available to them throughout the summer and beyond. And then we're also having fun stuff. There's going to be a stage show, a bouncy house. There's going to be some face painting. There's food trucks that are going to join us this year. So we really hope that people come out. It's long before the rain. It'll be a nice overcast day, and much of the program is sheltered anyway in an open-air shelter. So it's going to be a great time. We're looking forward to it.
That is Steps for Autism on tomorrow. The new location is The Rock, R-O-C, in St. Louis Park. So if you're trying to Google it, don't put the K on there because you're not going to find it. And it happens from 9 a.m. until noon. And, you know, you guys have just really taken it up a notch this year with these food trucks and all this other fun stuff while also still providing information. Talk to me about the planning because, girl, y'all just doing it this year.
I know. You know, we figured it was an opportunity with a new venue to really step up what we could provide. We want this event to stay with the community for many years to come, and we just thought, like, hey, let's go for it. This event does serve as a fundraiser to the Autism Society of Minnesota, so you will see that some people there either choose to make a donation of any size, or we're going to see some people coming out as teams for their loved ones on the spectrum. But again, we invite anybody to come, no price to actually participate in the activities. But you know, Shaletta, there's one more thing I want people to know, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
We are providing this fun, exciting environment for families to come so everything feels like a good time on a Sunday morning. But we know our community, and we also want you to know that we have all kinds of tools to support folks that might need to take a break or have a quiet space to be. We have things like social narratives and photos of the event center on our website so that if people need to look ahead of time, they can do that. So while it's going to be a party, know that we're still looking out for our number ones, our autistic community members. This party is for them.
And you do that so well. Because 1 in 34 Minnesotans has autism. It's the fastest growing developmental disability in the state. And talk to me about how the funds raised at Steps for Autism tomorrow are going to impact the 1 in 34 folks who are on the spectrum.
Well, thanks for asking, Shaletta. We at the Autism Society of Minnesota, we're a statewide organization, which means we serve the whole state, and we also serve the whole lifespan and the whole spectrum of disability and levels of support needs. So our community is broad, it is diverse, it is complex, and it is beautiful. And we have all kinds of services that we provide at the Autism Society of Minnesota that are not funded, you know, by necessarily grants or the government or foundations. We need donations from the community in order to not only keep those programs running, but also extend them to those so many community members that you mentioned. This is a big group, and we got to serve them all.
Yes, we do. Okay, I've gotten a couple of texts from folks wanting to know where they can get more information. I know it's on your website. Go ahead and give it to them.
You got it. So our website is www.ausm.org. So it reads like www.awesome.org. You know I love that nickname, Shaletta.
I know you do, girl. I know you do. Okay, so you have to tell me because you love it so much. Did you come up with it? Because whenever I'm telling people, I'm like, yeah, Ellie came up with that. And so I need to know if I'm lying. I lying to people?
Maybe just this once. Don't stop lying, Shaletta. I love you for that, but I really shouldn't. You know, way back in the day, back in the 70s, we were originally the Autism Society of the Twin Cities.
Uh-huh.
But when I think we adopted the whole state and we began really trying to extend our services east, west, north, and south, that's when we became the Autism Society of Minnesota. And it's the best acronym in the world, the best marketing I never paid for. That's
yes, awesome. I have always loved it. Now, there are some parents out there who are listening to this show because they know I've got three kids with autism and my children are doing so much better, whether they have bought the books or they listen to the podcast or they've seen me at a workshop or out in community. When we come back, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to ask you to stick around with me for just a few minutes, but I don't want you to leave here without being able to tell these people about some of the resources and services that you can provide, because I want them to have the same help for their loved ones that I had for mine. We'll be back. It is 1:49. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. And we're continuing our conversation with Ellie Wilson from the Autism Society of Minnesota. She's joining me courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Ellie, I just looked at my kids this morning. We were at Doors Open Minneapolis, the kickoff to the event this morning at a rooftop patio in downtown Minneapolis. And my kids were standing there listening to the mayor talk. And then they played cornhole. And then they had snacks. And then they were talking to people and telling them their names. And then they went to play with the mayor's kid. And I just, you know, and they were telling me they were hot. And the snacks didn't taste right because they put some salt on it. And, you know, and I thought, my God, how far we've come since the day we first moved to Minneapolis. When they couldn't look at me, they couldn't talk to me, they couldn't understand what I was saying. They were all in Pampers. All their food had to be pureed, and I had to feed it to them. They would play with their toys and not even realize if you had taken the toy from them. They would line up stuff and leave it there, and if you touched it, they'd fall out. And now I'm able to turn my back and have a conversation with somebody, and Daniel not try to bolt out the door or climb over the balcony. Something I did this morning was the answer to a prayer. And I just have to say thank you and everybody at the Autism Society of Minnesota, because when I came to you, I had three severely autistic children. I was broken. I didn't know where the resources were. I didn't know where the information was. I didn't know who to reach out to. And you all were there. So I didn't want to let you leave, girl, without you telling folks about some of the programs and services that you have available so they can get that help for their children or their grandchildren like I got help for mine.
That is so kind, Shaletta, and I hope and know that when you came to the Autism Society, just like all the other people we hope come and find us, you are received with love and understanding and acceptance, and we love to get people the resources they need so that they can grow and have access to, you know, the experiences and the community that they deserve. That's what it's all about. So we do that in a couple of different ways. Let's talk first about the things we do directly for autistic people and their families. Awesome is the home to a small team of mental health therapists. We do not provide intervention services for autism, but we do care very much about the intersection between autism and mental health. We got to take care of our mental health just like autistic people do. We have programs for information and referrals. Let's say you're looking for a certain type of service, or rather, you have a question or a challenge or a problem that you're not sure how to address, mm-hmm. you can call us and we'll tell you not just what we think, but what other autistic members of the community think, so that you can hear about what kind of good experiences people have with all kinds of different community providers. We provide camps and community programs that are just about social exposure, being out in the community, being able to be fully supported while you try new things and broaden your horizons. We have conferences and workshops and support groups on all different kinds of topics for all different members of this community. You can trust that this is an organization that's going to take mm-hmm. good care of you. Mm-hmm. But you know our other job, Shaletta, what might be the biggest job of all is to be out here trying to make Minnesota the best place for autistic and disabled people to live. And that means working really hard to come to great understanding and collaboration with legislators so that we can change policies that help make things more fair and accessible. And, you know, we need people's stories to do that. We need more people to come and, if nothing else, just share with us the things that have been successful or challenging for them, because we turn right around and march up to the Capitol and make sure that people know the stories of our community. We also are out here training, Shaletta. I will train anybody that will listen to us. If you are a business, we can train you to help be more inclusive of your employees or how to understand people who might be parents of autistic children like Shaletta is. If you are an emergency responder or a doctor or a nurse and you might recognize autism, but you don't necessarily know the strategies to make them feel calm and safe, that's something we can help you with. If you're a teacher, we can talk to you and your colleagues about how to be on the cutting edge of inclusion in the classroom and how to make sure we're valuing our students and giving them lots of great opportunities to be included in the school community. So, Shaletta, if you think it has to do with autism, we do it.
Yeah. And I just need to let you know that I keep running into people. I don't know if it's just folks are attracted to me or what's happening, but girl, I could be at Walmart. I could be walking down the streets of downtown Minneapolis. I could be in Cottage Grove and a parent will come up to me and say, you know what? I'm so happy that I moved here. I read your book. I saw your story. We followed you on social media. Somebody told me about some of the programs that they have in Minnesota, and we didn't have it in Texas or Louisiana or New Mexico or Arizona. And I talk to the governor all the time, and I want to tell you, too, I don't think you talk enough about the people who are moving to Minnesota with autistic children. Because of the work that you have done in the legislature, the work that you have done in community, the work that you have done with businesses, so that people are more inclusive of our children. You know, we just had an autism job fair on Wednesday afternoon over at Transitions Plus. Sean put it together, and you should have seen the companies, girl. We were beating them away because we didn't have enough room. And they wanted to come and hire these people with autism, adults and teens. And that is because of the work that you have done to erase the stigma. And I just have to say thank you for doing that.
Oh, Shaletta, everyone should know, and I think your listeners already do, but I'm going to tell them just in case. You are an incredible leader in our community. You're a leader as a mother and as a communications expert and a Black business owner, but you are also a leader in the autism advocacy space. That is a reflection of who we are at the Autism Society as well. There are autism societies around the United States. Our great colleagues who come from all over the country, they look up to us, and it's not something that we're competitive about, but we feel very proud that we often are really trying to innovate and to make Minnesota truly stand out as the leader that we want our community to be. And we think that inclusion that's for people with disabilities is a big part of the step towards being inclusive of everyone. So we know that we have a lot of allies out there. I just am grateful that you're helping them find us.
Yes, and you can find them tomorrow at The Rock in St. Louis Park. It's Steps for Autism. It kicks off at 9 a.m. We'll be kicking off another hour of The Shaletta Show, so don't go anywhere.